I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Organizers of Chicago's Women's March announced they will sit out the annual event. They cite high costs and volunteering issues. Laura Vasquez is a co-organizer of a group in DeKalb that attended past women's marches. She says it's regrettable there won't be a Chicago event in January. Women's marches are intended to encourage political involvement. Vasquez says this is a valuable time for smaller cities to focus on local needs and municipal elections.
The person who runs for national office held local office first. That's how they get there. That's how they get experience. They don't just walk into running for national office. So, you know, it matters who you vote for school board.
Suburban communities are planning marches in the Fox Valley and Naperville. Rockford will host a march January 19th. In other news, some parents worry or might worry their positive messages won't stick through the preteen years, but new research from the University of Illinois suggests otherwise. Christine Herman has more.
In the study, more than 1,000 middle schoolers in a low-income urban area were asked about their parents' views on how to handle conflict. The students were also asked whether they engaged in different forms of physical violence or psychological aggression with a romantic partner. U of I social work professor Rachel Garth says she found kids whose parents advocated for nonviolence were less likely to perpetrate violence in their own romantic relationships. So she wants to remind parents,
even if they're not sure of the messages they're giving, if they're promoting nonviolence, that that's really going to hold as a source of protection across those tough years that can often be for many adolescents.
Garth says this and other research suggests that the sooner parents teach kids about healthy relationships, the better off they'll be. I'm Christine Herman.
Democratic Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker named an outgoing Republican state representative and a former Democratic state senator to key positions in his administration. Pritzker said GOP Representative David Harris of Arlington Heights will direct the Department of Revenue. Harris served in the state house until 1993 and was elected again in 2010. He chose not to seek re-election in November. Pritzker will be sworn in next month. And he named John Sullivan of Rushville director of the Department of Agriculture. Sullivan served on the state Senate for more than a decade and was a chairman of the Agriculture and Conservation Committee. And Spillane, longtime chief of staff to Attorney General Lisa Madigan, was named Pritzker's general counsel. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police are investigating after a fight broke out yesterday afternoon, sending at least one person to the hospital. Police say they were called to the 700 block of South Lewis Lane around 4 o'clock yesterday. A fight had broken out. Witnesses say it escalated to a stabbing. One victim with what police call non-life-threatening stab wounds was located and taken to Memorial Hospital for treatment. Police say at this time they don't have any suspect information, but they point out none of those involved were affiliated with SIU. They're asking anyone with information to call Carbondale Police at 457-3200 or 549-COPS. Experts are predicting the weed killer dicamba will cause more problems next year. But as Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, it probably won't be on soybean fields.
2019 brings new EPA rules on using the herbicide. In previous years, dicamba has drifted onto adjacent fields, killing soybeans that weren't made to resist dicamba. Kevin Bradley is a professor of plant science at the University of Missouri. He says dicamba will still drift, but the bigger threat this year is to trees, fruits, nuts, and vegetables.
You would think that drifting onto those much higher value crops, if that were to occur, that would cause a bigger upheaval, if you will.
Bradley says the new EPA rules do not go far enough, and states like Missouri and Illinois have been reluctant to step in and implement stricter rules. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.